Larry Razavian is out of Tone Checks, wrapping up right there with our theme, Musicians Come and Play. Means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. We're coming up on 10 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon. We have a temperature reading of 63 degrees here in central Minnesota. And a beautiful morning here in Chasmland. The sun is shining. And so you're listening to your dependable neighbor. For all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM. KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. And we have our guest on the line. We're going to go to the phone line and bring her in and say good morning to Miss Ann Morris. Good morning, Ann. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you, Si?
I am doing very, very well. And I have to bring up your volume here a little bit. There, now I think I can hear you.
Okay.
How's things in New Ulm this morning?
Oh, everything here is just wonderful. The sun is out. It's a beautiful autumn day. It's a happy Sunday.
That's great. You bet. And you are at the store, huh? Domeyer store in New Ulm this morning, huh?
Yes. Yes. I'm here at Domeyer's German store, which is New Ulm's German store, where we've been in business since 1934. So in July, we celebrated our 88th year in business.
Well, that is great. You bet. And now, correct me if I'm wrong, but is it your mom that started that store, your mom and dad?
My mom and dad worked at Domeyer's German store.
Okay.
But it was my mom's parents, Agatha and Emil Domeyer, who started the store in 1934.
Oh, okay.
And at that time, it was just a small neighborhood corner grocery store. And my mother would have been, about 10 or 11 years old. Mm-hmm. And she grew up in the store.
Okay.
So she learned a lot. And at one point, this was after she married my dad, Don Morris, they operated the store for 6 years. And then it went back to my grandmother and... she operated it with her youngest daughter, who was Marlene Domeyer.
Okay. And that's where you come in. You worked with Marlene, your aunt, for quite a while, huh?
I did. I worked with her off and on for many, many years. And then about 5 years before she passed away, I retired from the University of Minnesota. I was a marketing professional there.
Uh-huh.
And moved back down to New Ulm, and I helped my Aunt Marlene run the store.
Oh, that's awesome. You bet. And that's when I got to meet you and got to enjoy Marlene for those last years of her life. And mm-hmm. She passed away, was that before COVID?
That was before. Yeah, she passed away in 2017.
Okay.
So yeah. it's been about 5 years.
Five years now. Yeah, and so you've continued the store, and we've been coming down there every year. And in fact, that's the reason that we're talking about it today, because Oktoberfest is coming up this weekend in New Ulm.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and
it is.
That's
and it's always so nice to see you every year when you come down and visit. And, you know, I'm glad that you can be a part of the festivities and enjoy everything, because Oktoberfest is very special.
It is.
New Ulm.
It is. I always say New Ulm knows how to throw a party.
They sure do.
Oh, for sure. And I believe the parade gets underway probably, what, about 10:30 on Saturday morning?
I believe so. Yes, it's called the German-American Parade. And, of course, everyone is invited to participate and to view the parade. And a lot of people who have German ancestry, they will march in the parade with German flags.
Yes, they do. And it's so neat how they are so proud of their nationality, of their heritage, right down to the little kids. I mean, they're all marching mm-hmm. along, all walking along. A lot mm-hmm. of the floats have musicians playing on it. And last couple of years, it's been dampened a little bit by rain. But normally, it's a big to-do.
It is. It is. We always know how to put on festivals in New Ulm. It starts with Bachfest,
uh-huh.
which is, you know, the weather is plenty cold. It's, you know, it can be February or March. And then we have Mayfest, Bavarian Blast in the summertime, Oktoberfest, and then the holiday season, we have the Parade of Lights downtown to kick off everything there with, you know, nice decorations and so forth. So there's almost always something going on. Oh, there's also Hermannfest.
Oh, that's right.
Which takes place in September, where we celebrate the history of the German warrior Hermann and how he defeated the Romans in, you know, many centuries ago and preserved the state of Germany.
Yes, so cool. It is. And so at any rate, a big day for you. All these tourists and people come into town, so you are always prepared with lots mm-hmm. of merchandise, I guess I would call it. You have to tell us just a little bit about your store, because I welcome anybody that's got a chance to come to New Ulm. Find Domeyer's store, and easy to find. It's right on Main Street, so if you're downtown New Ulm and you know where the Glockenspiel is, Main Street, you just keep heading on east, and you'll find the little German store on the end of town there, and mm-hmm. that's where you are at. And just tell us a little bit what they might find.
Okay. Well, we're located at, our address is 1020 South Minnesota Street, mm-hmm. which, you know, it kind of connects up with the downtown mm-hmm. New Ulm, but it's about 10 blocks south, so we're very easy to find. We're housed in a beautiful stucco building. We have gorgeous geraniums outside. Everything is very colorful. There's free parking. We have mostly German merchandise, cuckoo clocks, beer steins, German greeting cards, glass Christmas ornaments, smokers, nutcrackers, and a full array of German food that includes German different types of German sauerkraut, knedels, which are the dumplings, spätzle, which are the noodles. We also have a lot of German cookies and European chocolate and candies. So we're usually stocked, like, right up to the rafters. And the only time things begin to thin out a little bit is towards the end of the Christmas season.
Sure.
Yeah.
And pickles, I know my favorites are pickles there. I've stocked up on the sauerkraut. And also, we should mention, a great place to find music. You have just an assortment of music, polka and German CDs.
Mm-hmm. we have both the old-time music bands from, you know, the bands from Minnesota, and then we also have music that comes directly from the German bands in Germany. So they have that nice full sound.
Yes.
We have, you know, polka music, Bavarian, Oktoberfest-type music. We have bohemian music. Lots of Christmas CDs from Germany, and then all the old favorites like James Last and his orchestra, Lolita, let's see, Marianne, Heino. The list just goes on and on.
Well, for our listeners, the ones that used to live, listen in the day, we used to have a little German guy, Clyde Vivoda, was a radio announcer. I think he passed away around the turn of the century, 2000, maybe 1999, something like that. But he would make a trip to Germany every year and come back with this German music. And then he did a radio show on Sunday afternoons called Gems in German. And when you're talking about Lolita and Heine and some of those might be some of the names that people remember from back then. Well, you kind of do the same thing, don't you? Make a trip or two to Germany and stock up with all of this stuff every year?
Yes. Yes, I do. I go every year. The only year I wasn't able to go was the year of COVID, when everything was locked
shut down,
and you basically couldn't get into Germany because they didn't want you. They wouldn't let you get through passport control.
Yep, that's
so
right.
I go there not just to purchase items, but also to establish relationships with new suppliers, and then I visit the old suppliers that my grandmother had business relationships with from the 1960s and the 1970s.
Oh, that
so
is so.
I'm pretty busy. I'm pretty busy when I'm over there.
I bet you are. That is so awesome. Well, Ann, if we can ask you to hold that thought, we've already reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. We're going to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back to you if that's all right.
That's wonderful. Thank you.
All righty. Alrighty, so Cy here for the St. Joe Meat Market. Greetings to one and all from the St. Joe Meat Market, one of the finest meat markets around. It's a great time of the year with the leaves changing color and hunting seasons kicking into full gear. Lots of folks moving around. All of that activity usually involves food and eating. The St. Joe Meat Market always has just a wonderful selection of snacking, meats, and foods on hand for you to put in your backpack, meats to center your sit-down meals around after a hard day of hunting. Yes, you'll find many flavors of jerky, snack sticks, the little snack packs, all vacuum-packed, ready to grab and go, and there is a full meat counter of fresh and smoked meats for your full meal. Come in and see for yourself. The brat of the week this week is one of the brats seen on the German Fests and Oktoberfests happening this time of the year. It is our smoked knackwurst brats made with real veal and pork trimmings. They are really tasty, made in the old world tradition. As always, come in this week and try some. You can take 30 cents off each package at the checkout counter all week long, unlimited quantities. Many other in-store specials await you when you come to the St. Joe Meat Market. And Ann, for being our guest on the show, and you've been here before, you know how it works. We've going to put up a nice meat package this week. We'll bring that along this week when we come down to visit you and hope that you and those around you enjoy it in good health. How is that for you?
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Thank you.
And you kind of like those German-style brats and cuisine? You like that?
Oh, definitely. I grew up on German food.
Awesome.
And I was taught how to cook by my grandmother, my mother, my aunt. So I like all those old German recipes.
Well, great. Well, we're going to make sure and put one of those knackwurst packs in there for you, made with veal and pork. That is just a tremendously good German-style brat. And we'll put a few other items in there like that for you. And, yeah, we hope that you enjoy that.
Thank you. You I really bet. Appreciate that.
You bet. Well, again, I want to encourage folks, if they've never been to Domeyer's store on the south end of New Ulm, they really need to take that in. Visit with Anne, and she's got a couple of elves there, I guess we could call them, that help you out during the course of the week. And so that is really neat. And Oktoberfest happening this week down in New Ulm. So, yeah, it should be a great, great time. Now we'll use the last portion of the show to talk a little bit about your heritage and the fact that you are the daughter of Don Morris. And Don had the band the Jolly Germans, very successful and known polka band back in the days. And what can you tell us all about that?
Well, first of all, I always love to talk about this subject because it brings back a lot of wonderful memories. You know, for some people, it probably seems like it was a long time ago that the Jolly Germans were playing, but for me, it's like yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I have all these memories about, you know, of my dad composing music in his music room, of the Jolly German band playing at Polka Days in New Ulm. He was a very talented musician, and he could play trumpet, clarinet, saxophone, keyboard, pretty much anything he picked up. And he started the Jolly German Band in 1958 mm-hmm. with the idea that it would be just a small band, three or four musicians, and they would only play in New Ulm and local towns. But that idea he had to quickly shelve because the band became an instant success.
Yeah.
Yeah, and all of this happened because the band immediately developed a reputation for excellent music.
You bet. And those were heydays back in the day. I mean, there were so many bands from New Ulm, and so it wasn't just your band, your dad's band, but there was just numerous bands that were playing and competing yes. for the various stages, you know, the different venues mm-hmm. to play at. Mm-hmm. But he did so well.
Yeah, the history of polka bands in New Ulm, I would describe as being long and strong.
Yes. So true.
There were always a lot of polka bands here. But they mushroomed starting in the 1920s when the recording industry and radio technology had advanced to the point where people could listen to music in their homes on the radio.
Yeah.
And over the decade of the 1930s, 40s, 50s, and even into the 1960s, New Ulm was full of polka bands. You know, everyone knows the name of, for example, Whoopi John Wilford and the Six Fat Dutchmen, for example. They all came from New Ulm.
Yes, yes.
And this was also the time of big ballrooms. Minnesota had about 100 ballrooms at one time.
You bet, yes.
Yeah.
Yep. And it's the home of the Minnesota Music Hall of Fame. We were down there last year. Lester mm-hmm. Schuft got inducted into the Hall of Fame, so we were invited for that occasion. Just a number of other folks getting inducted. Molly B., of course, being inducted, another one. And so folks coming there can make an appointment to come and see Domeyer's store. But when they're done, they can go to downtown and see the Hall of Fame there, the Music Museum there. There's so much to see in New Ulm, isn't there?
Yeah, there really is. And the Music Hall of Fame is a great resource.
You bet.
You know, we had George's Ballroom for years and years. They had, it attracted names like Lawrence Welk and Glenn Miller.
Yeah.
It was pretty amazing around here. And we also had all these other nice ballrooms like the Fox Lake in Sherbourne and Orchid Inn in Sleepy Eye and Interlaken in Fairmont.
Sure.
Well, you had ballrooms up there too.
Oh, exactly.
Pelican Lake.
Yeah, Pelican
and
Lake.
Granite City.
Yeah, Granite City Coliseum. Pelican Lake is still there, and they're not having public dances, but if you choose to have your wedding, anniversary, birthday, whatever the event might be, and you hire the band, it's still a polka dance there, and it just reminds you of days gone by. It's so neat.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
You bet.
Good entertainment.
And I understand George's ballroom is still standing yet in Nuaum, even though it's not being used anymore.
Right, right. And I don't know what the plan is, if someone is going to try to renovate it or if they're going to demolish it and replace it with something else.
Sure, sure. You bet. Well, can you you remember enough when your dad was playing who the musicians might have been on the stage? I think the concertina player was Jerry, name escapes me, Jerry.
Jerry Schmidt was on
concertina.
Yes. Yeah. And he resides in Nuaum.
Mm-hmm.
He's still around. Frank Lindmeyer played banjo.
Okay.
Lenny Selner was on bass horn.
Mm-hmm.
Donald DeWans played the saxophone. And John Hanley was on trumpet. And Al Schroeder played the drums.
Okay, very good. And, yeah, you mentioned Lenny Selner. It's really neat because we had his son, Frank Selner, on the program last week. So, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's currently playing the bass horn for Nate Fredrickson Band out of the Sleepy Eye area. So the tradition is continuing there.
That's great.
It is. You bet. Well, and I need to announce this publicly that we really give you thanks and praise, Ann Morris, daughter of Don Morris. You allowed me to get Don's recordings onto CD so that folks can enjoy them yet today. They were previously released on LP, and then I think a few of them onto cassette, but that's as far. I think by the time your dad was out of the business and maybe passed on, that was only when the CDs were starting to come in. So we really want to thank you.
Well, you're very welcome. I'm glad that you could help with that, and I appreciate your encouragement.
Mm-hmm.
It was something that I wanted to see, you know, developed, and now it's done, and that's wonderful that people can listen to that music again, because it was very good music. It still is.
It is. And I think it's so neat to pay tribute to these fellows that were pioneers in the music business. And it's rewarding to me. You know, when you hear the name Elmer Scheid or Harold Laufemacher or any of those Whoopi John, those great musicians, they've mm-hmm. been dead and gone for how many years now? But mm-hmm. their heritage, their name lives on because of music and CDs. You take somebody in another industry, maybe a successful plumbing person or electrician, but 50 years after they're gone, they say, Joe Schmo, or who? Wonder what he did. Wonder who he was. So that's the neat thing about music. You will live on because the music lives on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's true. I have customers come into Domeyer's German store all the time, and they ask for the old-time music. They flip through the CDs because they're looking for a specific name. So you're absolutely correct when you say that these great musicians, that their names live on.
Yes, so cool. Well, Ann, So you've done your career working, retired, you're doing the German store. What do you ever get any free time for me time, you know, like for Ann time? Do you do it? What's your favorite time?
Yes, I do. You know, after Christmas, business quiets down.
Uh-huh.
And back when my aunt and I ran the store, we made a decision that we would close the store during the winter months
mm-hmm.
because people aren't traveling and, you know, business wouldn't be real lively. And that was always when we had our fun. We would, you know, get on a plane and go someplace or, you know, spend a little time, you know, where it's warmer in the winter, catch up on reading, have friends over for coffee.
So, and is that still the case now? You close up after Christmas and then reopen in what, the spring or?
We open around Easter time every year.
Okay. And for folks listening in now, what are your hours during the week, during the day? What? How do you?
We're open from 10:30 to 4:30, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays.
Okay.
And then on the other 3 days, which is Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, I will open up by appointment. And all people have to do is call our phone number, which is 507-354-4231, and just make an appointment.
Perfect.
And I'll open up for you. And it works out really easy because I live right here.
Sure. Oh, that is so special. Well, our time is running short, and I usually ask our guests each and every week if there's a special memory that they have involving their business or their music career or whatever the case might be. And usually it's musicians, so they might tell me that they got stuck in a snowstorm or they played an event at a big concert venue or something like that. But in your case, being in the So to speak, merchandise industry, somewhat related to music. What would you have for us today, a special memory as you think back over your lifetime?
Well, I really treasure the times when I was helping my grandmother in the store when I was just a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she would tell me things about how to run the store and about her memories of the customers, you know, going back to what it was like in the 1930s,
sure,
and 1940s. And one day she even pulled out the original ledger from those days. And I remember all the names written. They were written in pencil. And the names of the customers who came in and what they bought. And they were all German names.
Really? Wow.
All of them.
Okay.
And it was when I think back on those times, how lucky I was.
Yeah.
To be able to help my grandmother, help my aunt, and learn things, too.
Yeah. Well, we certainly hope you have many, many more years to go in keeping the store open. And I'm sure the future is bright for you.
Thank you so much.
Well, good. Well, we want to take this opportunity to thank you for joining us on our Musicians Come and Play program. We're going to feature music now of the Don Morris Band for the next 20 minutes or so. And look forward to seeing you this coming Saturday. And again, hope you have a great day. Thank you so much, Ann.
Thank you for having me.
All right. And with that, you bet. We're going to let you run. Have a great day.
And bye-bye.
And there she goes, Ann Morris. And she is our 435th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by Don Morris and the Jolly Germans in just a moment. Thank you. Larry Razavian is Out of Tone Checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there. Wrapping up our 435th edition. 435th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. And yes, our guest this morning, Ann Morris. She's the daughter of Don Morris and the Jolly Germans, and just a delightful person. Does a great job there at Domeyer's German Store. So if you ever get the chance to get to New Ulm, make sure you swing in. It's over on the south end of New Ulm, just on the end of Main Street there, and you can't miss it. The beautiful flowers, the little German cuisine around the outside of the building and everything. It is just a really neat little store to get into, and your eyes will just do a double take because you can't look around far enough and fast enough to see everything. There is just the store is bulging at the seams and just so neatly kept. So, yeah, she does a great job there. Ann Morris, Domeyer's German Store, New Ulm, Minnesota. Well, we're going to get into the music of Don Morris and the Jolly Germans, one of the popular bands back in the 70s and 80s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, I would say, and was from the New Ulm area there. And Don Morris and the Jolly Germans, I have two CDs currently by Don Morris and the Jolly Germans, Volume 1 and Volume 2. Volume 2 just coming out a couple of years ago. Of course, we had Volume 1 put onto CD several years ago. And so it was so successful that we decided to do Volume 2 right away as well. So starting things out, here is Don Morris and the Jolly Germans with one called the Schneider Polka. Don Morris and the Jolly Germans, the one called the Schneider Polka. Always had a nice, snappy tempo, good-sounding band, you bet. Don Morris and the Jolly Germans. Right now, here's one called the Sundown Waltz. Don Morris and his Jolly Germans. Thank you. Don Morris and the Jolly Germans, Jerry Schmidt on the concertina solo there. One called the Sundown Waltz. And here's a standard nice old-time polka, one called the Our Katie Polka. Don Morris and the Jolly Germans, one called the Our Katie Polka. Good stuff for you there. 28 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And that is always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours, Jeannie Bonfig and the gang over at Freeport. Yes, and I got a text message from Jeannie last night saying, hello, just landed in Boston for the New England Rails and Trails Tour. So that's where Jeannie is today. She's in the Boston area, the New England Rails and Trails Tour she's on. And she asked me to use the same notes that I used last week. And she wants me to stress that you need to call now for any of the holiday tours, Branson, Nashville, Duluth, Bentleyville, etc. So, yeah, it's time to reserve your seats for those Christmas shows, and Jeannie wants you to be in time. So going back here, looking at last week's notes, and let's check out where they are all going. So, and there are still seats available for that Nashville Christmas, A Christmas to Remember, and that departs on November 25th, returns on December 1st. Now, this tour includes deluxe motor coach transportation, guide, 6 nights lodging, 2 of which are at the beautiful Opryland Hotel, 3 shows, step-on guided city tour, numerous meals, major sightseeing, Christmas gift prizes, holiday goodies on the coach. Enjoy this festive, fun-filled holiday getaway with Jeannie B's Tours. Gather your friends and traveling partners and give Jeannie a call. Her phone number, 320-345-1582. Call today to reserve your holiday fun seats. Maybe a mini vacation will be part of your holiday season plans. If so, a Bentleyville Lights experience could be the answer this season. Jeannie B's Tours is heading to Duluth on December 19th and 20th to see the awesome Holiday Lights Expo. Tour the beautifully decorated Glensheen Mansion, shops of Canal Park, Black Bear Casino, 3 meals lodging at the downtown Duluth Radisson Hotel. A mystery stop en route that all will enjoy is included in that 2-day itinerary. Christmas gift prizes and holiday goodies will be furnished on the motor coach. Don't wait. Call now. Jeannie B's Tours. The first December 5th and 6th Bentley trip is already sold out, so you can get in on the second one, which is going to be the 19th and 20th of Duluth. Call Jeannie B's at 320-345-1581. Jeannie B, along with her good friend Art Timpf and Estelle, Just a great traveling bunch. You will have a good time. And Jeannie always says, remember, seeing is believing. Branson, always a great place to visit during the holiday season. The November tour sold out already, but there are still seats available for Music, Mountains, and Mistletoe, which is December 11th and 16th. And, yeah. And they're planning for 2023 as well. So call now to reserve your seats for your group. Jeannie B's Tours, 320-345-1581. Jeannie will give you all the details for whichever trip you're looking for. Jeannie B's Tours, proudly bringing us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Music continues with Don Morris and the Jolly Germans. Here's one called Lenny Selner's Troller's Waltz. Don Morris and the Jolly Germans. Don Morris and the Jolly Germans, one called Lenny Selner's Troller's Waltz. 27 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, 67 our current temperature here in Albany. Here's one called the Bouncing Arnie Polka. Thank you. That's a vintage one, one by Don Morris and the Jolly Germans, one called the Bouncing Arnie Polka. Good stuff for you there. All righty. In the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of those Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers. And Kevin's located out there 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3, west side of the road. Yeah, as you're heading north, look for the big yellow sign, yellow and orange sign hanging from the post there in the ditch. Nice big yard for you to try out those brand new Hustlers. Kevin, of course, always a nice assortment of Hustlers on hand. So yeah, you can pick out the size that fits your need. And that Hustler, well, that eliminates the extra trimming and mowing of your lawn. So all sorts of models and sizes and engine and mowing decks available for you to choose from. Baggers and other attachments are always available. Kevin does repair work on all makes and models. He started working on those John Deere's many years ago. And, of course, he can sharpen your blades, change your belts and hoses, lubricants. He can do it all. So Kevin's Countryside. And, of course, Kevin will accept a trade. So if old Bessie's getting a little tired, bring her out to Kevin's. He'll make you a sweet deal on one of the brand new Hustlers. And like Kevin always says, he doesn't keep a junk pile out there, so he'll tune up old Bessie and put her out for sale. And if you're in the market for something used, well, he might just have something there for you. So check that out as well. Like always, call Kevin at 320-363-7459. Of course, Kevin's a busy guy. He's kind of the one-man bandit type guy out there. Yes, he does it all. Not only does he operate Kevin's Countryside, but he also puts in the family farm. And so this time of the year, it's harvest time, and Kevin can be found out in the fields, but he doesn't want to miss you. So make sure that you give him a call. He'll hang around there till you get there, and you bet, do business with you. And, of course, Kevin took on that Eagle battery-powered line of equipment some years ago, and a 56-volt battery-powered equipment. So check that out as well. Weed trimmers, backpack blowers, handheld blowers, chainsaws, lawnmowers, snow blowers, all battery-powered by that 56 lithium battery pack there. So good stuff as well. Kevin's Countryside. Yes, he proudly brings us final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on Chasm. 22 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock. Temperature reading of 67 degrees here in central Minnesota. Time for just a couple of selections right now. Going to do a nice old-time schottische, and this one is called the Applejack Schottische. Don Morris and the Jolly Germans. Thank you. Don Morris and the Jolly Germans, kind of a neat schottische there. One called the Applejack Schottische. 18 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And we're going to do that with Don Morris's Jolly German March. Don Morris and his Jolly Germans with the Jolly German March, wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM.